Sentry.
Sir.
Escort General Tillam to the shoreline to be brought on board with the other prisoners.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, General.
Sir.
Flag Officer Foote to see you, General.
Come in.
General.
Have you assessed the damage to your ships, A.H.?
All the gunboats were hit many times. Damage is slight. Except for the Essex.
Well?
A shell hit her. Penetrated the boiler and exploded it. 48 killed and 48 wounded.
I see. Please instruct Captain Walk of your ironclad Carondelet that it is my request he ascends the Tennessee River and thoroughly destroys the bridge of the Memphis and Ohio railroads. This will slow down any rebel reinforcements to Donelson.
I will.
In 2 days, I plan to take Fort Donelson. By taking Fort Henry and Donelson out of the hands of the rebels, the Tennessee River will be opened to our gunboats and shipping. The two major water transport routes in the Confederate West will become Union highways. I need to take Donelson now because the enemy will reinforce it rapidly. But if this rain keeps coming down, the roads will be impassable for artillery and wagon trains. That's all. Thank you, sir.
General?
General Brandt, sir.
Captain Rollins. Come in, please.
This rain soaks right through and into your bones.
Indeed.
I don't know how I manage to keep these reports dry. Here they are.
Thank you, sir. Put them on my table, if you would. Damn rain. Roads must be quite bad.
Rivers of mud. I'll never move the artillery.
But we can move my staff.
General?
Tomorrow morning, we'll leave for reconnaissance of Fort Donelson. We'll take the cavalry with us. I'm not just going to sit here and wait. On the table, Rollins. Pass me that.
The report? Here, sir.
No, not the report. My cigar.
Oh. Here you are, General.
Much obliged. We'll ride at first light.
First light, sir.
How much further, Mr. Hillier?
Sir, we should be at Donelson now.
There it is, sir.
Yes, indeed. Let's get in close.
General, we're quite close to the fort. We're within range.
Are we now? Thank you for pointing that out to me, Mr. Hillier. I had no idea.
Begging the General's pardon, I didn't mean to undermine...
Mr. Hillier, I know General Pillow well. Served with him in Mexico. I can, with any force, no matter how large or small, march up to within gunshot of any entrenchment he is given to hold. Now, I know Floyd is in command, but he is no soldier. And he'll yield to Pillow's pretensions. So, let's put together everything we've learned here. Rollins?
There are two roads available for marching. One leading to the village of Dover, the other to Donelson. Dover is 2 miles away. The fort embraces about 100 acres of land. On the east it fronts the Cumberland, and to the north it faces Hickman's Creek.
Did anyone check out this creek?
Deep, sir. And why? Because of the backwater from the river. To the south there is another small stream, or rather a ravine, opening into the Cumberland. This is also filled with backwater from the river.
Your observations on the fort, Mr. Rollins?
It stands on high ground, with some of it as much as 100 feet above the Cumberland. The water batteries have good protection. They've cut away places for them in the bluff. To the west is a line of rifle pits, with some 2 miles back from the river at the farthest point. This line runs along the crest of the high ground, but in one place crosses a ravine which opens into the river between the village and the fort. The ground outside of this entrenched line was very broken and generally wooded.
The trees outside of the rifle pits have been cut down a considerable way out, and their limbs have been trimmed and pointed, forming an abatis in front of the great part.